It's Monday, March 23rd, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. With us today, along with Blavin and Anthony, is a live studio audience. Say hello, live studio audience.
Hi.
They're going to clap and like laugh.
They're
at
so
our jokes.
Enthusiastic this week.
We're here because we were forced to be here.
We didn't pay you or anything. Let's see. This week, a lot of interesting things happened. But as you know, we've carried on this new tradition of embracing our community and our audience.
Embracing new social media.
Exactly.
New media.
We figured we have a Facebook page. We should use it.
We barely use it.
So, like we started adopting a couple weeks ago, if you write in as we record, we will get Blavin to write, say anything you write in. So, Blavin, can you look at the Facebook post and, you know, tell the people there, maybe give them a shout out on what they wrote?
Yeah. Edmund Wittemeyer, hope I didn't butcher your name. It says, love listening to the podcast. You guys keep me laughing. Keep up the good work.
Yay.
Derek Pite says, say I'm your biggest fan. And Byron Grassing says, taking a break from studying, say hello to everybody on Three Nerds in a Basement. Shout out Hype.
Ooh, nice.
Missed one.
No.
You missed one on Facebook.
No.
There's also one on Twitter that you should probably, right here.
Your boy's holding it down in the basement. Love the podcast, fellas. Keep it up.
Who's that one from?
Ronin0510.
Well, thank you for everyone who participated. That was great. I feel like something's oddly...
No, no, it's okay.
Missing.
Missing.
You missed one.
Some sort of outside-inside joke.
Nope. Not doing it. Okay. We're good.
We're good?
Keep going. Yep.
We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say this one.
Yeah, but... no, I got the email for that one. I don't know where to transition to.
Yeah, this is hard to segue from.
How's everybody been?
Yeah.
I've been pretty good.
Actually, I wasn't here last week.
Because it was someone's special day.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Right.
Happy birthday to our Lord and Savior.
I'm glad you guys understand the ranking order here.
Yeah, but, you know...
You know, as soon as you die, I'm taking over.
Anthony texted me, he's like, I'm not happy about it being his birthday. So I don't want the attention on Vince, and he's
yeah,
on
just,
me.
Like, as Starscream, as soon as Megatron, like, leaves power, I'm right there to pick up all the pieces.
Great.
But yeah, it's your birthday. How old are you now?
I'm 27.
Seven. How does it feel to be that old?
32.
Are you settling down, having a kid, minivan?
Ooh. All these impressions.
Absolutely not.
Questions.
Right?
I mean,
it's a Mercedes minivan.
You didn't even ask me about marriage or anything. You
no,
just,
I'm
pretty no, sure you just had kids.
I just have kids.
Yeah.
You have kids, you have kids in the form of toys.
Ah, okay.
Those are your children.
So
those are your babies.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I feel the same as when I turned 21, I think.
21, eh?
I don't think I've ever felt older when a birthday happens. It's like, how do you feel? I'm like, the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I get that.
Okay. Maybe I'm just a man-child.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all are.
Yeah. No, I think so. We're doing this podcast after.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah.
And the guys here all pitched in and got me a gift.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
I haven't opened it yet, but I'm going to describe it to you. Actually, maybe I should take a picture of it.
It has white wrapping paper.
It's blue and black. I told you, it's not white and gold.
White and gold.
It's come inside this the North Face Never Stop Exploring bag.
Yeah, I mean,
it's definitely not anything from North Face.
So I'm expecting, you know,
how do you know that?
Outdoor equipment.
I feel like TJ tried really hard.
I could use some gloves, maybe some rock climbing shoes, a bag of chalk. I don't know.
I feel
we
like
should have got him a bag of chalk.
Man.
Missing out on these opportunities.
Yes,
oh my God.
I would have accepted.
We just have ideas now.
I would have loved it. Inside is a square block wrapped in light blue tissue paper, and it says, to Vince, have a super birthday from Anthony, Blavin, and TJ.
I didn't pick the message.
It sounds like something you would write, Blavin.
Yeah, I would.
I'll just open it. And it looks like to be a Lego set. Ooh, you guys got me a toy? Oh my, how did you know?
It was hard. We didn't know what to get. We were thinking. We went to Bath and Body Works. We just didn't know.
Oh, sick. The Avengers Stark Tower. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. This is pretty sweet.
It's my first
he
time.
Just wants to build it right now.
Can we just stop the podcast while I just leave?
What's funny is that this is the first time me and Anthony are seeing it too.
So I saw it on Facebook.
So it's like, oh, that's what it looks like, huh? That is pretty cool. Bigger than I thought.
Very nice, very nice. It comes with a Thor. Nice.
Bunch of Iron Mans.
Bunch of drone Iron Mans and a beat up Ultron.
It comes with that scepter.
Oh, it does come with the Loki scepter.
Yes.
Is this from the new set? No.
Yeah, this is from the Age of Ultron set. Cool. Thanks, guys. I'm going to build this.
No problem.
I'm going to build this. Maybe make a video about it while I build it.
Perfect for ages 7 to 14. Right in your wheelhouse.
we just established that I'm in that age bracket. Yeah. Awesome, thanks. I bet it was so hard looking for me, right?
No. Well... Actually, yeah. It was hard for TJ.
We had a lot of different options.
We were going to get you a PlayStation TV, but then all the Targets were sold out.
I went to go look and they were sold out, yeah.
And then...
No, there was one.
There was one, but it was open box, TJ said.
Yeah, and he showed it to me. I was like, I am not giving this.
We should have got him the open box.
Was it broke?
At that point, you should have just got me the display model.
Was it broken or something?
Huh?
Was it broken or something? Or
no, it was open, but it had like all these scratch marks.
Oh, it might have been to this place.
So it was obviously used.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. We're done. Sweet. So that was my week. How you guys been? I'm assuming.
What? You just celebrated your life all week?
Mm. Yeah.
Just like memoirs to you.
It was an event, man.
It was a week long event.
Yeah, man.
It's not a birthday, it's a birth week.
The week happened, I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm going to spend each day buying myself something extravagant.
What did you buy yourself?
Bought myself a computer.
That's not.
That we're recording on right now.
Every week? Every day of the week?
Yeah, I bought something I wanted.
Wow. You really pamper yourself.
I do.
Wow, holy smokes. Must be nice.
I do.
Wow.
But yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Let's move on to our picks of the week.
Yeah.
Let me open it up.
So my pick of the week is a new game. Mobile game.
Slash.
It's a mobile game.
Is it mobile? No, is it? No, it's not. It's that and a mobile game too, right? I think. But it's this game. I forget what it's called. What did you say it was?
Valkyrie Drive.
Valkyrie Drive. Now, I know nothing about this game. The only thing that I know is that the trailer for it has girls making out and then one of the girls turning into... a weapon for the other girl to use.
Yeah.
And all the pairings are just girls. So, yeah, it reminds me of Shaman King and, what's that one? Vivid Red?
Vivid Red Operation?
Yeah, where they also make out. No, they don't make out.
They don't make out.
They kiss on the forehead. But, I mean...
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like, what is it about these things that makes them so popular? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
There's like, and it's not just, like, you know, kid making out. They're grabbing boob... grabbing bum, like, tongue. It's insane.
Yeah.
So, according to the article, the story revolves around a strange virus that begins by turning girls in their late teens to early 20s into weapons.
Oh, so they did keep them at the legal age limit. Oh,
and then other girls are merging with the power to wield such weapon women. And then there's going to be a TV anime called Valkyrie Drive: Mermaid. A console game called Valkyrie Drive: Censure.
Okay.
And a Censure, yeah. And a free-to-play mobile game called Valkyrie Drive Siren.
Okay, so they're all separate projects.
Yeah. But it's like they're attacking from every angle.
Yeah, well, that's what you do.
Oh, okay, this makes sense. It's from the same creator who did Senran Kagura.
That sounds so familiar.
That ninja anime where everyone has, like, triple Z breasts, but they're, like, 5'2", and they weigh nothing. And they're all ninjas.
Oh, I think I've seen the poster on
Crunchyroll. Yeah, there's like a PS... There's a Vita game that came out here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why it sounds familiar. Okay. All right.
But yeah, that was... I just... My friend posted and he said he laughed his ass off and so did I. So
it is shocking.
So Vince is like day one checking this out.
He's in.
Importing the game.
No, so that's too over the top.
You need a little more subtlety.
You gotta pamper yourself.
I do.
You gotta pamper yourself.
Okay. Well, awesome. Mm-hmm. My pick is also another trailer.
Mm-hmm.
This was just released today. The new Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
They didn't even say anything else about this. I didn't even heard this was even coming out.
Yeah, this was a bit of a surprise to me.
Yeah, like what the deal?
Apparently the story is there's an exact identical group that's... I forget, what group are they part of?
I can't remember, actually. what the group MI6? Is called.
No, that's British. We'll just call them Group MI.
Yeah,
sure.
There's an exact replica of that group, only their job is to take out
MI.
MI.
And yeah. It's a country?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not a country.
I thought it was like no, a rogue country.
No, it's the rogue organization.
Called, yeah, okay. The name is, the call, their name called Rogue Nation, but yeah. I don't think that it's an actual.
They're all rogue yeah, defective agents. And
yeah. Yeah, so. They're all trained. They're like, they do what we do.
So it's spy versus spy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And Jeremy Renner.
And Jeremy Renner. You guys like Jeremy Renner, right?
I like Jeremy Renner.
You cool. like Jeremy Renner?
Yeah.
What about Tom Cruise?
Actually, he I think he doesn't age.
No, he's immortal. He's like Keanu Reeves.
I think, yeah, he's like, he just, yeah. Yeah, Keanu Reeves
like,
also doesn't
he's like that.
Age.
He's like Will Smith. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
They just don't age.
Pharrell. They're Pharrell? All vampires. They have to be vampires.
Pharrell, they, like, Pharrell's like 50.
Yeah, he looks exactly the same.
MIA is 40.
Okay, can you stop? Like, that's not...
People don't age. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, MIA, she looks like 40.
There's, no, she doesn't.
Yeah, it's because you like her.
She doesn't look 40.
It's because you have a crush on her, Anthony.
She doesn't look 40.
I'm deciding we blame it on this one.
Yeah, let's
I don't
real
think
here.
She looks 40.
Yeah, that's what you want to tell yourself every time you look at her.
I don't think,
She does 40.
I don't think she looks that.
So Rogue Nation, we're excited.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it. I mean, it seems, it's a surprise. I kind of like the last MI, so.
I think we loved Ghost Protocol.
Yeah.
I like that movie a lot. He had to climb outside the Dubai Tower.
Oh, yeah, with the suction
with
gloves.
The suction gloves.
Yeah, I thought that movie was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm excited.
And then they had the face mold machine.
It seems like he's always busting out of somewhere. The last one, they busted him out of prison, right?
If you're Tom Cruise, I mean, why not, right?
But he always gets caught. Why does he keep getting caught if he's alive?
Because the movie needs to start somehow.
He needs, to be put in somewhere.
And he has to get out.
It's like video. It's like every time there's a new Metroid, it's like, why does Samus not have all of her powers from the previous game? She tripped and like they fell down a sewer and she got caught.
Exactly. All right, Anthony, you have tons of picks. And
I have three picks. Two of them are like fluff pieces. But one was...
Fluffer.
Yeah. Fluffer. One, so there's a fashion blog.
Wow.
Whoa. No, I read this article.
Oh, really?
Actually, I read it before he posted. It was my original pick.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, my bad. So there's a fashion blog called Racked. And so Polygon got a bunch of the writers over there to... look at Cid from Final Fantasy over the years and judge his fashion choices in each game.
Oh.
And they all commented on each Cid's, like, from 2 to 15's fashion choices.
That's funny.
All throughout the year. And it was, like, it's pretty... Everybody loves Final Fantasy 2 Cid, where he's just, like, wearing nothing. He's just...
No, the best one was the... Was it 13, or was it...
13, where he's like, I want this guy to do my taxes.
Yeah.
Because it looks like he can do anything.
Yes. Yeah. That's the best one.
That's funny.
He's like, he just looks so confident.
Yeah, and then the last one was Final Fantasy 15, where it's the girl Cid.
Yeah.
Sydney. And then they're all just like, they don't even like critique it. They just say, fuck that, like, those assholes. And like, they don't explain why they're like hating on it, and I don't get that last part. But the rest of it's like super funny.
You don't get the last one?
No.
Female objectivism.
Okay.
She's basically topless.
She got top on. She just, it's hot out, so she undid her zipper.
Yes. Her breasts are falling
yeah,
out
there,
of her jacket.
It's all sweaty in that, like, mechanics outfit. Yeah. You know. So, yeah. The one they hated the most was Final Fantasy X. Cid. Oh, no. Where he's just bald with the soul patch.
I like also 9.
Oh, where he looks fancy as.
Yeah.
Fancy AF.
Pantaloons.
Yeah, pantaloons. So yeah, that was really hilarious. Yeah. Another one, they had an interview, Polygon had an interview with Troy Baker, voice actor extraordinaire. He's been in like everything recently. He was the voice of Kanji Tatsumi from Persona 4. He was the voice of Joel in The Last of Us.
Joel, yeah.
And yeah, he's been doing a lot of stuff. And they had an interview with him to like see where he is with his career, what he's doing next and stuff like that. And that was like a really interesting interview. And then the last one is, there are rumors that Hideo Kojima, the creator of Metal Gear, is leaving Konami and is not going to be making games for them anymore.
Good.
Good, no.
Say what?
Yeah, so they've on the Konami website, they've taken his name off the website as like creative lead or whatever. And on the box for Metal Gear 5, The Phantom Pain, they've taken his name off the product. So it's not like a Kojima production anymore.
Good.
They're saying that he will... He will still be involved in 5 in Final Fantasy, or Final Fantasy, in Metal Gear Solid 5. But after that, he's pretty much gonna leave. Or that's what it seems like.
I like the sound of this.
But, like, who's gonna make Silent Hills now?
Who cares?
I care.
It was never gonna be good.
Because that game looked awesome.
No, it was never gonna be good.
Norman Reedus and Guillermo del Toro are
This makes me happy, because finally we get to see what Kojima does
outside. Yeah, so that's the good thing, is, like, I want to see what he does outside of Metal Gear.
Yeah, and we finally get to see if he's actually as good as people say he is.
So what do you think he's gonna make?
I don't...
Puzzle game.
He's not. He's gonna make a TV show called...
He's gonna make, like, a knockoff of Zone of the Enders or something.
That's funny. No, he's gonna make a knockoff of Boktai.
Oh, God.
I like that game.
I hope that this leads to eventually one day Kojima writes a book and just explains that Metal Gear is complete bullshit, and he just did it as a joke to see how long his fans would follow him.
Nano machines.
Yeah. I hope that's the case.
That's probably... you know what? I couldn't even be mad if that was the case.
Yeah. Then I would have, like, the most respect for
him. I couldn't even be mad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was some crazy news. No one really just saw it coming and came out of nowhere.
And so. This comes off of... Metal Gear comes out this year? They confirmed that?
Yeah, yeah. Metal Gear will come September 1st?
Sure.
Yeah. So it's still a ways away, but...
At least it's this year.
At least it's coming out.
Yeah.
So. But those are my picks.
Liam, do you have an opinion? I mean, you're a Metal Gear fan.
Not really.
You love three.
I like one and three, yes.
Okay.
No, but you know what my favorite one is? It's Acid.
Acid, okay.
He should design a TCG and I'm in. Hideo Kojima trading card game, I'm in.
I can't even remember if he...
It'll have convoluted rules.
Was he even in? Did he even partake in that one?
Like, I know he was executive producer, but I don't think he directed it. He wasn't creative lead, that's for sure.
So you need to find whoever did Acid and then hit him up on Twitter and be like, yo, make a real card game, please.
You never played Acid 2, did you?
I did. Oh. I beat both.
Ooh, did you play with the VR goggles?
Oh my god, that game was really bright, but I didn't play with the VR glasses.
Well, too bad.
VR did you?
Glasses. Yeah.
You still have it?
No.
You could use VR glasses with that?
No. It has like this weird... Okay, so from what I remember, when you bought it, it came in a box,
yep.
And you have to fold the box to make like this... contraption that you put your face into.
Okay.
And it attaches to your PSP.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I can't believe you don't know about this.
No, I know nothing about Acid other than that it's a tradable card game.
It was the greatest.
Actually, it's actually really good. You should really give it a shot.
Yeah, I think you...
I need a new PSP.
It's like the one Metal Gear game where you won't cramp your hands playing it.
But that's like the whole part of Metal Gear is I gotta claw my hand around 17 buttons so I can peek out a corner.
No. No. But yeah, anything else you want to say about that?
No.
No, I want to see what he does with it. That's not Metal Gear, because I want to see him do, like, buckwild crazy shit.
I bet you he's just not going to make games anymore.
That would be... If he made a television show, I'd watch that television show.
No, I bet
show.
You, like, he's going to
just retire.
Disappear from the face of the earth.
It's like the Katamari creator. He went to go make parks.
Good for him!
Yeah, he quit game. He's like, I don't want to do any more Katamari. And then he's like, I'm going to go make parks in London.
Cool. All right, we good to move on?
Yeah.
All right, before we get 2 weeks, let's interject with a letter.
Actually, for real.
This one comes from Albert.
Alberto.
Hey, nerds.
Sup?
Who's he talking to? It's not me.
Writing in to say that the audio in the last podcast was excellent, aside from a couple echoes here and there.
What do you mean? I heard the echoes were atrocious.
I thought they were atrocious.
There were like two echoes around the 30-minute mark that were just like super rough.
Yeah.
It sounded like we were voices from like up on high.
I like
so
it.
So I'll tell you what happened there. To fix the podcast, I went through each of the... Like, we had two timeline tracks.
Yeah.
And I'd have to cut out every time one of us wasn't speaking.
Yeah.
On our... And that just was time-consuming. And I was doing it in the middle of the night. I'm like, forget it. This isn't a professional thing. And I just gave up halfway.
Okay.
And I was like, if there's a big discrepancy, then I'll fix it. Other than that, I'll just skim faster. That's why there's echoes there.
Okay.
But yeah, that probably won't be happening again. I went through a long research process and found out that... Like, it's more trouble than it's worth.
Like, GarageBand doesn't actually support more than one microphone.
It's not that. It's the Yetis themselves.
Why?
Have this problem where all the... You know how when you have, like, a device and you plug into your computer, it has a unique identifier?
Yeah.
All Yetis carry the same unique identifier.
Ew!
So it doesn't matter which Yeti you plug in, it'll...
I wonder if there's a way to change that.
There is. You send it back to Blue.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and they charge you. To change it for
how
unique,
much?
I don't know. It's like they say it's a small fee, but I haven't been able
$200.
To find the number. The other way we can get around it is if we do buy a soundboard. Not a soundboard,
a mixer.
Sure. But okay. That's way more expensive than we need for this.
But could we even put, like, can we use USB mics on a mixer or on a soundboard?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Depends on the way you
use. There's an XLR on the bottom of the blue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Is there?
Is.
Oh, yeah, there is.
At the bottom, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the other way around it.
All right. And fund our Kickstarter.
That's way more trouble. Or way more expensive than we need. And then we still have the problem of we have to get Blavin to bring his mic.
True.
And that's honestly the hardest task.
He could just leave it here.
The look on his face.
But I barely attend anyway. So, like, yeah, it's true.
See? Even though he comes with a backpack full of goodies every week.
It's magic goodies.
He cannot be bothered to bring his mic. You fit the
microphone, you just can't.
Look how heavy that thing is. You felt my bag? Thanks. I put bricks in there.
Less cardboard.
More bricks.
You gotta bring less cardboard.
Okay. The rest of the email says, this is a question more directed at Vince. If I wanted to get into Formula One and everything, where would I go to learn about it? Don't bother, it's too complicated. Also, a couple of episodes back, you guys said that you would post up your friends' codes for Monster Hunter. What's the haps?
Oh, yeah.
So, Albert, actually, earlier this... We got this email really early in the week. And after I read it, I'm like, oh, yeah. So I got the guys to give me their friends' codes. And if you go on our Facebook page right now, it's there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, dog.
But we have to, like, because...
Yeah, don't play with us. We just triple cart all the time.
So because Nintendo's dumb and you can't just add people, like, we'd have to add them, too.
Yeah.
So they'd have to be willing to also put up their friend code.
Yeah, and the message I put, you know, these are ours.
Or just message into the 300 in the basement thing. Can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Can you... Or do we have an actual person page or do we have a page?
We have a page.
No, it's
page.
Like a company page, pretty much.
Can they DM us or, like... Private messages?
Oh,
they can private... Because remember that one guy tried to make a logo for us?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's there. Find it.
Wow. So helpful. I can't wait to get you in this new customer support role.
I don't know. Fix it.
Is it broken? I don't know. Buy a new one.
We established I'm the boss and you guys run that lower end stuff.
I don't know. For his Formula One question, like... So I'm not crazy.
We're tackling this, okay.
I'm not crazy into Formula One.
Okay.
Right? But
I love how he just sidesteps it and you just like, nope, bull rush right into it.
I've learned enough by just going on the Formula One website.
Yeah.
Like if you're willing to after a race either check the pre-race show or the after race show, or just read news stories. They're very short news stories on the Formula One website. Like they give you enough information to where over time you'll kind of get into the scene.
Yes.
But, like, if you want to get, like, super deep and it's like, oh, Mercedes is, like, spying on Red Bull for their front wing or whatever, that's, like, way beyond me.
Yeah.
Or you can, like, Google Hangout with Vince and you can, like, watch the race when he's watching it, you know, at the same time. And this is a preview of what it'll be like. And preview. That's what it sounds like.
Is it our new segment? It's called Race Watch.
Yeah, Race Watch. Yeah. It's just quiet. A cough here and there. And it's like, did you say something? No.
And he's taking a drink of a coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but really, it's like any sport or hobby you want to get into. You just got to dive in.
Yeah.
Then also, it helps if you have a friend who's already in.
Yeah, it totally helped that I had a friend.
It helps.
That was way into Formula One.
It helps significantly if you know someone who's already into it.
It's just like Monster Hunter. We had a friend who was way into Monster Hunter. I'm pointing at Blavin.
If you ever want to send me questions, feel free to. I'll answer them.
Like, for realsies.
Damn.
Like, not, oh, don't bother.
Because, like, there's so many, like, dumb rules that, like, exist that you just aren't aware of, even if you just read the site.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, all the nuances in that sport that are
nuances.
Dumb.
And that it's all just basically...
DRS.
What's that?
No, I'm talking about, like, here's an example. Did you know that in qualifying, there's three stages to qualifying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heat 1, heat 2, heat 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
The tires that you use to set your fastest time in qualifying 2 are the tires you start the race with.
They have to be the tires?
Yes.
I didn't. I saw a pattern, but I didn't know that it had
what?
To.
What? What is that even? That? How does that even? What?
Yes.
So then heat 2, the one that clocked you the fastest time, you got to use those tires.
Yeah. For the beginning of the race.
What does that even? I don't understand.
So okay, when qualifying happens.
No. I understand when, but why?
It's just how it works.
That's so random.
Yeah. And it's like there is a reasoning behind it, but it's a lot more, the explanation is a lot more trouble than it's worth.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go into it. Just know that happens.
Okay.
Well, like, what's the short version? Like, why?
It allows them so that they can use, let's see. When you want to start the race on tires, right?
Yeah.
You want to have your tires in the best condition.
Right.
But in order to get the fastest time, you want to burn all your tires. Like, okay. You want to use them up on the lap.
Yeah.
And you usually do your fastest lap in the third heat of qualifying.
Oh.
So they said, and that's what they used to do. They used to say, You're at the pole position lap, the lap you do your ultimate fastest time. That's the tire you start the race on.
Okay.
But they ran into some... But they ran into a problem where the competitors stopped doing the fastest time for qualifying in order to save their tires for the race.
Oh, weird.
And then that stopped qualifying being a fun event to watch.
Yeah.
And so they switched it to qualifying too,
mm-hmm.
so that it didn't matter anymore.
Mm. So they're trying. They were trying to game the system.
Yes.
And then they were the stewards were like, nah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
So cool. It's, there's a lot of really dumb rules like that, or that like, you would never be able to find just by reading.
Holy guacamole. That does sound... Jeez.
Also, isn't there like a 17-year-old in Formula One now?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, how's that guy doing? Apparently there was a guy who got in a coma and he came back and he just didn't Michael know who Schumacher? He was.
Oh, Fernando.
Oh, Fernando. Yeah.
Alonso.
Yeah. Is he cool now?
He's cool.
Yeah.
He got amnesia?
Yeah.
Like straight up. He didn't even know.
Damn.
He still had the dream of being a champion. He's like, dude, you already are.
He's double world champion. He's like, and he woke up and he's like... I can't wait till I get to Formula One.
Actually?
Yeah.
Because apparently so, I'm like, really good.
Can you imagine what it was like to break it to him that he already had?
Oh, it was temporary, so all his memories came back.
Afterwards. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
It only lasted like 5 minutes.
I wonder if it's like the TV show thing where when he's getting all his memory back, he has like a headache, and he's like, oh, no, I'm remembering everything.
And then he just gets metal claws.
Yeah, he gets metal claws. Like Wolverine?
He's Wolverine.
I could see it.
New movie?
I could see it. He's short. He's got a beard. I can see it.
It works out.
Yeah, I can see it. All right, cool. Let's move into our weeks. I'll kick it off. Guys, guess what came back on the air?
Arrow.
Formula One.
Vampire Diaries. See, no. The Hills Have Eyes.
That's a, isn't that a movie?
No, that's a movie.
Anthony, yeah, you're right. Formula One did come back, and that was boring. Community came back.
Oh, yeah, on Yahoo Screened.
So, guys, I was so excited. Because Yahoo, I looked at the Yahoo Screen Twitter account. Did you know they have a Twitter account?
No.
They have a Twitter account. Anyways, it said, we begin streaming tonight, 12:01 a.m. Eastern.
Wow.
So I went on the Yahoo, I Googled Yahoo Screen, and I found it, and content is geo-restricted. And I was like, okay, well, whatever. Maybe it's because I gotta wait till...
Whatever time.
Whatever time. So I'll go to bed, I'll wake up the next day, and I'll, you know, go to class, come home, watch it then. Content is geo-restricted. I was like, well, damn it. So what I ended up having to do was just pirating it. The thing they're trying to get away from.
You just pirated it anyway.
Yes. The irony, right?
Is the season even good?
The season's great, but it's so weird now that there's only four of them.
Oh, yeah, because they got a bunch of... They got... What's his face?
Keith
something.
David?
Keith David, there you go.
Yeah, he wasn't in the first episode. What? And they also have another girl, too. But it's just weird, because they, it's... I don't even know if they go to class anymore.
So who are the four?
Annie.
Okay. Jeff. Is Abed still there?
Abed.
Yeah. Is Troy still there?
No.
Is
Britta?
Britta. Oh.
There you go, those are the four.
The old guy's still not there? What's his face?
Pierce? He died.
What?!
In like season
5.
Oh, four, I thought he died four, in real
four,
life.
Four. No.
Oh, I thought he died in real life. No.
So, do they ever make Brita filter jokes?
They did last season.
Oh, nice.
Brita filter. That's
nice,
pretty good.
Nice.
Oh yeah, she is. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different puns with her name in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Annie wears pants now.
Why?
What did you say?
Annie wears pants.
I don't get it.
Because you know she only wears skirt.
Did they make jokes about how she's wearing pants?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
She only wears pants, like high fashion pants.
Huh.
Interesting.
It's weird.
She's still hottie, but hottie?
Sure.
Nice.
But pants, though.
Yeah, it's... no. Like, I enjoy it a lot, but it is so weird. It feels like a different show. But I like
really?
It. But, oh, the nice thing about it being online and not being restricted by, like, television time slots and commercials is the show isn't, what do you call it? It's not 20 minutes long anymore.
Well, how long is it?
They're each 30-minute episodes.
Oh, weird. Okay.
So, yeah, it feels like a little bit longer than it used to.
Okay.
And it's nice.
Huh. That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You have a full, like, you'll get a full 10 minutes every time.
How many episodes is this season?
I think 13.
13?
Okay. The first two are out.
So when's the movie being announced?
I hope, like, within the next year.
What if they don't do a movie and they do a season 7?
I'll be disappointed.
Okay.
I will really be
like actually for real.
And I hope that I don't even care if this movie is direct to DVD. You know what? I hope it's kickstarted.
That'd be good. They did the Veronica Mars movie. Nobody watched that.
I watched that. It wasn't very good. Yeah. There you go. That's me. Go ahead, Blavin. Enlighten us.
So I've been away for 2 weeks. One week, right? So I wasn't here for the last week.
Since
so
we last recorded, it's been 2 weeks.
So I have 2 weeks worth of stuff to catch up on.
Sure.
I watched a movie in the theaters. I watched Cinderella.
There's a Cinderella movie?
That's what I said. So my friend, because I made her go see Step Up 5, said that she has to find a movie that...
You made her see Step Up 5?
Okay, okay. So here's the thing that happened, right? I told her, hey, I'll pay for the movie, come see Step Up 5. She hated it so much.
Yeah.
She's like, I have to find a movie that you also will hate. She has not succeeded once. Every movie that she's brought me to see, even if it's a chick flick, I'm like, oh my God, it's so cute. She's like, this is unacceptable. I don't know how you can... ever like these kind of movies. I can't win. She just can't.
Did she like the movie?
What, Cinderella? Yeah, she told me that she's the one who wanted to go see it, actually.
Okay.
So, in this Cinderella movie, it's actually just a classic retelling of Cinderella. That one girl's in it, the one who used to date Tim Burton. What was her name? She was one of the bad witches in Harry Potter.
No clue.
Tim Burton.
Oh, my God. What is her name? Helena Bonham Carter?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she's in it. She's the fairy godmother. She's only in it for like 5 minutes.
Okay.
So yeah, basically it's just a retelling of Cinderella. It's done by Disney and apparently they're having a whole set of movies that are going to remake the classic. So the next one next year is Beauty and Beast. And apparently for...
Oh, I have heard of this. Okay.
For Beauty, it's going to be Hermione Granger.
Yeah, I remember reading that. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be nuts. So yeah, no, Cinderella, apparently a lot of people are up in arms about it because...
Really?
It has this whole thing where the moral of the story... is basically, if your life's bad as a woman, just find a dude that's super rich and all your problems will be solved. And on my head, I'm like, come on. I mean, throughout the whole thing, she just says, you know, be kind and have courage. And like, that's the theme, I think. Because literally every character says it at least once.
Okay.
For some reason. It's just the motto, right? But no, I think a lot of people are taking that away from it instead. So yeah, the thing about this movie is what I really liked about it was the transformation scene. Just they had to make the
pumpkin. Oh, sorry, I was thinking Transformers for a second. Like what?
Yeah, she goes womp 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 womp.
Okay.
Glass slippers. Okay.
I was like, wait, he said transformation. Wait, what's happening?
No, because like Helena Bonham Carter makes the pumpkin into a carriage, and then she makes
of course she does
like some lizards her footmen. Which is kind of awesome because the way that they made the footmen is that they didn't turn into actual people. They turned into people with animal-like qualities. Like, the lizard footmen had sharpened teeth and a green overcoat and stuff.
So they were scary.
Yeah. The girl who was playing Cinderella was actually quite attractive. I forget what her name is. But let's just say this. She went on a water diet so that her waist was super small. She literally looked... like a cartoon. Her waist was super duper tiny.
Like, was it just bone?
No, like, I don't know how she fit into that dress. Her waist in the corset was... I'm putting my hands together and this is it. It's super small.
Does she have, like, the Jasmine
I don't even know how that can... A human being can fit all their organs into that, you know? It's, like, super small.
It didn't. They got pushed up.
Yeah, so, yeah. And I was telling the guys you went to the washroom, but a lot of people are up in arms because in this movie, they just... The moral of the story, they say, is... not, you know, the actual motto, whereas have courage, be kind. It was find a rich dude and all your problems are solved, right?
I could find a rich dude and totally go for it.
Is she English?
I think so, yes.
She's from Downton Abbey.
How could I forget? I mean, watched all the seasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lily James.
Tilly James, okay, yeah.
Lily James.
Lily James, sorry, yeah. Tilly James.
She does look tiny.
I actually really, really liked the movie. I thought it was really cute. Their dancing together was actually really nice. The glass slipper trying to find Cinderella was actually really cool. Oh, Kate Blanchett was the evil stepmother.
Oh, yeah, she looks evil.
Yeah, she does, she does. So the glass slipper was really cool looking, but it was funny they made a joke that it's impractical. It's like, why glass? It's like, yeah, what if that shatters? You just, ow.
It's magic glass.
It's magic glass, yeah. So, yeah, I went to see that movie. It was pretty cool. But my big thing that I went to this week, which I couldn't attend last week, was I went to Cleveland for Grand Prix Cleveland for Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, that's where you went. Yeah.
I did. And
you've been on a losing streak lately.
No, what?
So how you do with Cleveland?
I went 9-6.
I know, before that I meant.
Oh, yeah. I was like 0-3, 0-3, 1-2.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, so in Cleveland, it's actually not true. Okay, I went 6-6. It's because I had so many points from last year that for every event I attend this year, I have two immediate wins at the beginning of every tournament.
That's not fair. Buys.
Well, that's the reason why it's I guess fair is because I won a major event, right? So, you know, the good get better, like, you know,
the rich get richer.
Yeah, you just get paid off, right? So yeah,
okay, sure.
So my first day, I have two wins. I rattle off my first two things that I'm going to go for, and then I proceed to lose two straight. And in this tournament, to make this, so basically how it works in Magic is these events that you go to, the Grand Prix, are open to anybody. You need a record of 7 wins and 2 losses or better to proceed into the next day. So the format of the first day is called Sealed. You get 6 booster packs and you make a deck from those cards. And then the next day, if you make it to day 2, there are 9 more rounds. So bear with me here. There's an 8-person pod that you're with, and you play 3 rounds against the players in that pod.
Mm.
And then right after that, you play 3 more rounds in another pod. So and after that, if you make it into the top 8, there's another pod that you go, the top 8 players of the whole tournament, and then you play, another 3 rounds. So that's 9 rounds in total on the second day. But in order to get to that day, where you get 2 free drafts and maybe a top 8, you have to go 7-2. So I started off 2-0.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then I went 2-2.
Mm.
So I basically was at 4-2 by the end of the 6th round.
Yeah.
So I needed to win my next 3 to make 7-2.
Yes.
And I did.
Good.
So it was like really, really awesome that I won all those. And then made it to the second day. First draft pod, 1 win, 3 loss, 2 losses. Next draft pod, 1 win, 2 losses. I was like,
oh,
not even close. Ooh. So I came 160 something out of like 1,800 people or something like that.
Wow. That's still really good.
No, my friends went like 44th and stuff.
Yeah. Screw them.
Yeah. But here's the funny thing, right? So I came, 3 of my buddies were with us, and we're all from Hamilton, and we all just got fisted by all the Japanese players. Like, there were 3 of them staying in our hotel. One of them is a pro who's won multiple pro tours and Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And then another guy is also another, like, massive pro. And the guy who was with them was an owner of a large store in Tokyo who does, like, big events. So my senpai faced against the top player, Yuya Watanabe or whatever. She got crushed. It was hilarious. My other friend played against the other pro, and we were watching his match, and we were like, you see how politely he beat you? He's like, yeah, he was super nice. And he was just like attacking me, and I'm like, man, this guy knows I can't block in any profitable way. I can't win here. It's like, but he's so damn polite, and he plays so properly and so efficiently. It's scary. He just gets beaten. And then I sit there in front of my opponent. I lose my deck. Yeah. I open my deck box. It's not even there. I'm like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. Yeah. So I run around the whole event trying to find it. It's in the lost and found. I play against my opponent. He starts speaking in Japanese when I play like an awesome card. And he says Mendokusai, which means that's annoying. And I'm like, isn't it? And he just like dumbfounded. He's like, what? I'm like, I got you. And we're just laughing about it. And then when he beat me, I'm like, ah. Oh. Hontoni Suyo, which is like, you're really strong. And he's like, oh my God, this guy's so funny. And yeah, it was actually like a lot of fun. Things I learned about Cleveland. One, we went to this hotel. So they went, yo, you want some cookies? We're like, what?
Wait, hold on. They didn't actually say yo, like the desk.
No,
lady.
That's exactly what they said. Like.
Okay.
And they gave us free warm cookies. As we were leaving to go to the event site, hey, you guys want some free cookies? Their pass for the parking garage had a cookie on it.
I should just go to some sort of cookie hotel.
It was the DoubleTree.
Oh,
their van, their shuttle had a giant cookie. It was called the Sweet Machine.
What?
I don't get it.
Did you figure out why they had a cookie?
I don't know. Or? It was a cookie apocalypse. We died. We survived only on cookies that whole weekend.
Wow.
But the highlight of the weekend.
Tell me.
Was my friends who were with us were also at the same hotel. There were 2 Asian dudes. They were walking in the hallway, and I just yell out, I hate Asians, especially the Chinese. And then the guard dude and the desk lady just covered their mouths. Like, whoa. And my friends start howling. And they're like, oh my God, you knew them. Oh my God, like, we thought you were just running out racial slurs just in the middle of our thing. And we were all just howling. Because I said it so loud.
Oh my God.
These trips are really, really good. It's really, really fun to go out with all these things. So, there's another story that we have as well. My friend of mine, his name is Vince. There's these three pros on the Pro Tour circuit. One of them is called Reed Duke, Owen Turtenwald, and Huey Jensen. They're called the Peach Garden Oath. You know the Sangwa Sha, the Three Kingdoms?
Yeah.
Like,
are you serious?
Yeah. But they're all white. So they named it because there's a card called the Peach Garden Oath.
Oh my god.
Anyway, it's a gain four life or something, some shit. But anyway, they're known because there's both, like, they're all juggernauts in this theme. Like, one guy won two GPs back to back. Like, he went to one, won it, went to another one next week and won it too. Like, that's just insane, right? And then, like, the three of them are like juggernauts. They're all very, 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 very.
Who's Liupe?
I don't know. But anyway, Huey Jensen was playing against my friend Vince. He was playing him on camera, like, in the future match area, which I hope to get to one day. So he's playing. He beats the guy so fast they couldn't put them on camera because they didn't have enough time, right? So this pro, after losing to my friend, it was his win and in too. Like,
yeah.
He needed to win this to get it the second day. He took his deck box, threw it in the garbage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get wrecked.
You were like, oh man, that's so sick. You made him throw it. He knocked out him. He knocked out the other guy in the tournament. And then last GP they went to, I think he knocked out the other one or beat him. So he's like the Peach Garden Oath Crusher.
He's the Lu Bu of that whole thing.
And then another one of my friends, the one who played against the pro that he said he was so polite when he beat him, he defeated his opponent when his opponent was, he was at one and his opponent was like at 18.
Okay.
Because he hit him in one hit for 18.
Jeez.
Twice. He did this two times each game. My friend went to extend his hand to shake his like, good games. The guy's like, no. Can you imagine that? Such BM. Like, what the crap? Like, who does that?
Well, he just wrecked him twice. Like, he just...
Oh, yeah, KO'd him. Yeah, but just, like, I mean, just shake their hand, right?
That's crazy. Yo, yeah. The salt is real.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, it's really, really fun to go to these big events. The next one I'm thinking going to is Toronto, and then after that it's Vegas. So, it's going to be...
Toronto.
It's going to be What's a good Toronto? Time. Toronto is standard.
Toronto.
When is Toronto?
Yeah.
April?
April.
Is it like next month maybe? April or maybe end of May? I don't know. I know Vegas is in the end of May.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm going
to
be.
How are you going to go to Anime North?
Forget that.
Wait, how are you going to go to Anime North?
I'm just going to go and visit friends and then mooch one of their passes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then this weekend I played the pre-release for the new set, Dragons of Tarkir. All I can say is that this set, it's just all dragons. Just everywhere.
Sounds like not my game.
Non-stop dragons.
Sounds
it's kind of crazy.
I like it.
My record this weekend was 3 wins, 2 losses, 4 wins, 1 loss, 3 wins, 2 losses, 3 wins, 2 losses. So, not very good.
Sounds about neutral.
Yeah, I mean, it's very neutral. But the prize payout at the place I'm at, just think about this for a second, okay? You win, you get 5 wins, 0 losses, you get 35 packs or something like that, right? You go 4 wins, 1 loss, you get 5.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's super, super top heavy.
It sounds like the casino.
Yeah, it's nuts. But yeah, that's the new set. It's really, really fun. It's very, very dragon heavy. So,
isn't it all dragons?
A lot of it is dragons, and a lot of them swing the game. Sometimes I keep, like, my first opening hand is 6 lands and a dragon. I'm like, I'll cast this on turn 6. And it just wins.
That's crazy.
I'm like, cool, I played, like, 1 card. Awesome. But, yeah, the format's crazy. That's about it. So, yeah. Yeah. Travel with your friends. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yo, highways in the States are crazy.
Why?
The lanes just end. There's no, like... Yeah, but there's no, like, sign or anything. It's just like, whoa, you're on the highway. It's like, oh, man. That's crazy. Food's really cheap, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I know driving through Detroit is, like, the worst. Because their roads suck.
Yeah, I heard
But they're also bankrupt, so...
Their roads aren't that bad.
No, I have another story. So we're at the border crossing, and then the border guy's like, so what are you guys doing in the States? We're like, we're going to go play a card tournament. He's like, oh, yeah? Which one of you is the best at Magic the Gathering? We're like, how did you know? We're like, what the hell? Like, how did you have known?
Like, oh, it's maybe there's a bunch of people.
No, it's because we're like dweebs. That's what it is, like. Like, jeez. So, yeah, it was pretty funny.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
It's like when I got pulled over by a cop for the ride program. And then there's a lady cop who, like, had a flashlight, and she was looking in the car. She's like, hey, have you had anything to drink? And then she saw my arcade stick in the passenger seat, and she just like, you can go.
That happens to us all the time when we're driving home from
that. So sad.
Yeah. It was even worse because it was a female cop. I'm like, oh, you're just judging me so hard.
That's
Yeah, I mean, it's the same too, because when we drive home, have you had anything to drink? It's like, why are you going out so late? It's like, for about a card tournament, it's like, pff, go. Like, yeah, thanks. I mean, like, whatever, right?
That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my...
That's your week.
Anthony, finish it off.
So I went to go... I went to the theater, the live action theater.
Like of performing arts?
Yeah, of performing arts. So at our school, it's, was it McMaster?
Yes.
The local university. One of my friends was in a play called The Role Players. And so in this play, there was a main character like in any RPG, and he was destined to save the princess or whatever. And, he dies, but the people in his party are still there and the hero doesn't come back. So they take it upon themselves to take control of their own destiny.
Oh, interesting premise.
And save the hero. Save the princess, sorry.
Okay.
But there's like a lot of... There's like, you can't see it anymore, so like it's not like I'm going to spoil it or anything, because like, it doesn't exist anymore. But like they played a lot of jokes like within gaming culture and stuff like that. They had a little play on like kind of race inequality and stuff. But the one joke I really liked was that they kept saying princess weird. They would say princess, and they would really emphasize Cess.
Her name was Cess?
Yeah, so it was a prince named Cess. And then they had like a little quip of like, someone only someone daft would think that only females could be taken hostage and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like little in-jokes like that. They were really funny. But the whole time they played like chiptune versions of different different video games. Like they had a chiptune version of Skyrim.
Cool.
Chiptune versions of like Zelda stuff. It was a really cool play, and like for a student play, like I actually really enjoyed it.
Cool.
Yeah, because you're such a connoisseur of the
theater. I'm such a connoisseur of the arts.
It's like, I'm used to Broadway, but I mean, this is
fun. Yeah, it's like, it's okay. It was free. And I saw it twice.
Did you actually get to see it
yeah,
twice?
Yeah, I saw it
just
once.
Just didn't grasp it the first time? I feel like...
I saw it once like on my own, and then I was hanging out with some other people at Gameopolis.
Yeah.
And then I told them about it, and they're like, okay, we should go see it, because there's another one at 9, so I went to go see it again.
Oh, and then, you know, his...
Do you want me to bring up a certain thing?
And his real friend Blavin was like, hey man, do you want to hang out on Mac? He's like, nah dog. I was at Mac as well, and I texted him.
Oh no, that was, yeah, you texted me as I was like getting in my car. Yeah, then I also bought JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Did you bring it today?
Yeah, I brought it.
Ooh, nice.
So they're finally releasing the manga in...
Stop talking.
What? Why?
You're talking away from the mic and no one can hear you.
They finally released the manga in North America. And they brought out like a hardcover, and I also brought the Gundam book just to compare like quality wise.
They look about the same to me.
Yeah, so they're both hardcover. They're both really nice. The JoJo has like some full color, just like the Gundam one, but the Gundam one uses gloss paper, while the JoJo one uses kind of regular paper. So that, I guess that warrants a $10 difference in price. Not really, but it's a really nice book. And there's actually because I didn't read part one or two, so there's a lot of stuff that was cut out that I didn't actually know. In the anime, so like there's a scene where Dio sets Jonathan's dog on fire.
He puts it in a goddamn oven.
Yeah, he puts it in an oven. Like he traps the dog in a box, wires the dog's mouth shut, and then someone sets the furnace on and sets the dog on fire. But in the anime, they don't show the dog being on fire. They just show like barking and like something hitting the furnace. But in the manga, they just show a dog jumping out of a furnace that's fully on fire. And I didn't like, there's some rough stuff in this show that like I didn't realize that was cut from the anime. But I think I don't know if they're going to go through the whole thing.
So you're committed now,
huh? I'm committed to this because, like, I love this series. So yeah. I'm going to buy all the volumes.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know if they'll stop.
That's the scary part is, like, are they going to stop? So they, because
can you imagine?
It would be the worst. So this is, this is priced at $20, like 20.
It's ain't cheap.
Yeah, it's not because it's hardcover. They do a bunch of stuff. It's like a premium.
It's not cheap.
It's not, right? And so that's...
I mean, my Fables ones, the big ones that you see, like, they're like... 15, 16 bucks or something.
Yeah, right.
And they come in color.
They do come in color.
I'm not trying to bash. Like, I want to collect these too, but like,
oh, no, they have colored bubbles.
Come on. That's only for the few pages.
Oh.
They have full color of some pages, and then they have like color hued pages. So like if it's like orange themed.
What's this paper feel like?
It's just regular paper.
It's regular paper.
While the Gundam one, if you feel it, it's all glossy.
Yeah, because I was going to say, the Gundam one's
is the origin one, is that an original story or is it the original manga?
It's the original story rewritten to make sense
with current
stuff.
Oh, okay. So this is new stuff.
Yeah,
we still gotta watch the OVA.
Yeah, the OVA is for that.
I know.
But yeah, it's really nice. So the scary thing is like, are they going to end it? Are they just, if no one buys this, like, is this going to be the only volume?
Probably.
And that would suck. So hopefully they at least, like, if they do cancel, they have the decency to finish a part.
Yeah, I guess.
Because if they end, like, right in the middle of a part, that would suck.
They're gonna end right in the middle of
part. The last time they released JoJo's Bizarre Adventure here, they did part 3 only.
Yeah. Did they finish it all?
They finished it all. So hopefully they get through all the parts and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't, like, I wanna keep all these, I wanna collect all of them.
Yeah.
And then I also played Trials Fusion.
Okay.
For the PS4.
Why?
Because Target's going out of business and everything's 40% off. And I'm like, yo, 40% off, like, $20.
Is still too much money.
I'm gonna get this for like $12. Like, let's just do this. I bought Trials Fusion. I really like that game, it's fun. If you buy it new, you get a season pass, you get all the DLC for free and stuff. But I don't know, I'm just a big fan of those competitive games. It doesn't really do a lot different from the previous Trials games if you played those. They're like, so they're motorcycle racing games on a 2D plane, but they're time trials, so you have to like get the best time and go over obstacles and stuff.
Right.
They have a lot more crazy stuff in like the level design, and like in the level editor if you want to make your own tracks and stuff. But other than that, it's the same game, but it's more of something I really enjoyed and didn't really get enough of the first time, so.
Cool.
Yeah. Trials Fusion.
Trials Fusion.
Oh, and I also started watching... Man, I remember now.
Jam-packed.
Yeah, I started watching Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, wow. I've
never seen it.
What? I've never seen Cowboy Bebop before.
Okay, wait. Yeah.
Hold on. I've never seen Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, damn it.
Damn.
Okay, wait.
Should we have, like... Can we have, like, a club?
Where we all watch Cowboy still Bebop? Need Gundam Club.
Okay,
wait. Before we start, to see what you like about it. Yes or no? Do you think he likes it?
I think he loves it.
I think he loves it.
I really like it.
Yes!
I don't know if I love it yet, but it's actually an anime that I want to continue to watch.
Obviously,
which
it's
is
like
a
jazz
big thing.
And stuff.
Yeah, the big jazz opening at the beginning is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I like the whole space bounty thing, where it gives me what I wanted, what I thought Space Dandy would be, but it wasn't.
Oh, favorite character, Ed. The Catwoman. What do you think is
the
favorite?
The Catwoman?
No. Main character.
So there's Spike Spiegel. Yeah. So far I've met Spike Spiegel, his partner with the metal around his eye.
Okay.
The corgi dog.
Okay.
And the gambler lady.
Oh shit. I don't know. Okay. Wait, did you say the gambler lady?
Yeah.
Faye?
Oh, Faye. Valentine? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it's still going to be Ed. Yeah, you'll meet her soon.
Okay. Well, how about the ones that he has met then?
Oh, he probably loves Spike.
Yes.
I like the corgi dog
the
most. Oh, no, okay. Okay, but out of human characters, it is Spike.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's really cool. Right now, I'm watching it in English.
Whoa.
But I have the option to switch it over to Japanese. So I got that dual audio dog. So
good for you.
Yeah. Well, I think the English voices are really good, but the guy who does Spike Spiegel's voice is like, I feel like I've heard his voice everywhere. I just forget who it is. It's Johnny M. Bosch? I don't think so, but...
No.
But this guy's done a lot of voices. I just can't, like, put a name to the voice.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I've never seen it, but...
Okay.
I've heard enough about it to know I should be watching it.
But yeah, so right now where I am, I think it's, like, episode 4 or 5. It's really just kind of, like, setting the tone with the characters and the crew. Mm. It hasn't really got into any sort of, like, overarching story.
Yes.
It's more of, here is the heist of the week, and we want to do stuff. Somehow, we get screwed over, but we flip it back in our favor. They gotta do a lot of brutal stuff. Like, Spike just kicks they had a fight on the outside of a space station. Like, they're in space. And Spike just straight up kicks a dude into space, so he floats forever.
Sounds about right.
And that's how he kills him. I'm like, that's messed up. Like, yeah, and there's just, like, a bunch of, like, crazy stuff. Like, if you put any sort of thought into it, it's like, that's, like, one of the worst ways to die. Ever. It's like, I gotta stay here in space and either die of starvation or... Because I ran out of oxygen. It's like,
how many episodes are you in now?
Like 4 or 5.
How many are there?
20 something? 24?
Is it just the one season?
26? Yeah, I think it's just the one season. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I really enjoy it. It's old, so it's all in SD. There's not like an age. Like, so it's not widescreen.
You don't have the Blu-ray copies?
Are there Blu-ray copies?
Yes.
Maybe I'll go find the Blu-ray copies then. Okay. Got my back.
Maybe you should. Just letting you know.
Yeah, I'm watching
PSA.
I'm watching it 4x6 or 4x9 or whatever the
4x9,
hell.
4x9, 40p in English?
No, it's 720p, but it's in 4x9.
Wait, 4x9?
Damn!
4x3.
Living that 720 life?
Yeah, living that 720 life. It's not 1080p 10-bit whatever, so.
Just saying.
Yeah. I really enjoy it. I'll probably bring updates next week.
Okay. So I've been meaning to try and watch the Persona movie, but I just haven't.
Have you even seen the first one?
Yes. It's not good.
So do you have them both on you?
Yes.
Can I get those?
We'll see.
All right.
It depends on your behavior.
Fuck off.
If you've been a good little boy, then maybe.
What is that? I bought you a birthday gift.
Whoa.
I'm pulling that card.
TJ bought him a birthday gift.
Yeah, TJ bought you a birthday gift. I mooched on top of that gift.
No, he could retract it at any time. We haven't given him any money. And just be like, I want this for myself.
Wait, hold on.
Did you see how happy he was?
You still owe TJ the money?
Yeah.
We both are like, I owe
you. On the day we realized it was your birthday,
yeah.
I made a Facebook group. And I was like, yo, should we get Vince a present or what?
Yeah.
And then TJ's like, I was thinking of getting him a PlayStation TV. I'm like, sweet. Can I totally mooch onto that and I'll pay you half?
Mm.
Yeah. And then after he said what he bought, the next two messages were me and Anthony both going, oh, we can't pay you this week.
Yeah, we can't pay you this week. We'll pay you next week.
You guys are funny.
So, yeah.
You guys are funny.
But yeah, that's been most of the stuff in my week.
No, that's good. I think that's it for the show too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing else to report.
To the fans for like messaging in to our
for the interaction.
Yeah, for our desperate plea for attention.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's nice to know there's five people out there. It's good. Also, I posted that image of the DDR pads.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
Yeah,
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, your sister commented on it.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she says that those are her pads.
Well, we have. I don't. Are you like a tampon joke? Like, what are you doing?
No, you're DDR.
Oh no, we have. I have DDR, but it's for the Wii.
Oh.
And it's like some. It's like hottest party, and it's like all a bunch of garbage pop songs. Yeah.
Okay. Look forward to the video when we have Anthony playing DDR.
Apparently I'm the worst.
You are.
I don't know what center stepping is. Like,
don't worry about it. Okay. Just leave that with you.
Like, apparently you can do a gallop or galloping. Half steps.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of that means.
Don't worry about it, man. Walk before you can run. Don't worry about it.
That's from like DDR3. That's old shit, man.
I started playing DDR about 3 years ago. And only when I went to P-Mall.
Wow.
And that wasn't even DDR. That was in the groove.
You went to P-Mall to play DDR like that?
Yeah. Man. I made sure it was empty. I made sure no one was watching. Once I ran out of credits on fighting games, I spent it on DDR.
Nice.
People were probably just embarrassed watching
me. I was using the bar on, like, beginner. It was fantastic.
You have the bar? Oh, man.
Because I have no coordination, and I almost tripped off the pad.
That's
on beginner?
On beginner.
Adorable.
What, do you just fall when you're walking, too?
Sometimes. Like, I don't trip over my own feet, but I'm not aware of, like, rises and lowers on streets and stuff.
These DDR revelations are disappointing.
Yo, okay, stop with your Asian privilege over here. Your DDR privilege.
Yeah.
All right?
I know.
We have it hard, okay?
You rich white people.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we have it hard. We're born naturally uncoordinated.
Anybody try to play DDR other than Anthony?
No, they just pushed me to do it.
Just leave me for the room. Yeah. Okay. Well, with that, this is a good place to end. Unless you want to say anything else, Anthony.
No, I have no more embarrassing stories to tell.
You sure?
Well, not of me. I have it of other people, but not of me.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks to the studio audience for being here. And thanks to all those people who wrote in. We will see you in 1 week's time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What?
What are you talking about? You were there.
No.
We said Blaven is going to read anything that you write.
Yeah. You were in the room when I said it.
Yeah.
This wasn't last week. This was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I said that.
Yeah.
And you didn't deny. You laughed.
I couldn't. I laughed. And that was a sign of my disinterest.
Yeah. You laughed. I took that as confirmation.
What?
And we ended the show.
That's true. You didn't
say no.
So we just we carry on with tradition here.
The verbal contract was binding.
Yeah. Did you see his Twitter post about us?
No.
He posted our whole convo of whether it's his birthday.
Oh, the one where he's like, this is not friendship.
Yeah, this is not feeding my ego. It was so funny because it makes, when I read it out loud, I'm like, wow, we're idiots. It's like, is it your birthday, Vince? I don't know. Oh my god. And TJ's like, it's actually tomorrow, like now. We're like, oh, okay, happy birthday. And it's like, I said it first, so he loves me more. It's like, what the fuck? I'm like, in the end, TJ's the only one who knew.
It's like, yeah, true.
Yeah. See? Rachel thought it was funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, too. I looked at that conversation. I'm like, wow. We're dumb.